This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live. Bunch of special reports coming up. Donald Trump in the next segment. But I wanted to mention this because it's so sea change. Unacceptable. Wolf Blitzer rebukes Trump for breaches in press protocol. And he just said how horrible it is, that it's unacceptable. They have to fix it. The White House Correspondents Association deeply concerned that he isn't telling them everywhere he goes and what he does so they can sycophantically run around behind him. This is a bunch of arrogant nobodies from bad families on average, literally. I don't know why it is. Like, you research these journals, they just have horrible families, horrible people, no success, just the sons and daughters of con artists, criminals, murderers, filth, trash, garbage, just you name it. It's just, it's true. They don't build anything. They just parasite around, butt kiss around. They're just saying, how dare you ignore us in D.C. and then fly off back to New York. Wonderful, wonderful. That's how you help collapse them. Only Trump's glow giving them energy can keep these vampires alive. They're like, how dare you not let us suck your blood? He doesn't need them. They're not going to turn to his side. So this is a really juicy thing. Here it is.
Going to have to get accustomed to some norms that are in place here in Washington. Donald Trump, we're told by an aide, left Washington earlier this afternoon, got on his plane, returned to New York City without any reporters being told that the president-elect was leaving Washington. No. He arrived at LaGuardia earlier this evening and then presumably went back to Trump Tower. Wolf, as you know, that is sort of outside the norms of what we expect when we cover a president-elect. It is expected that a pool of reporters is kept abreast of his movements at
That's
all
enough.
Times.
That and Wolf Blitzer flips out. I love how he's in a tower. It's like under siege. He gets it. Because these are the people that lied, said he could never win, said that he couldn't have the nomination, then said they could steal it, then said he didn't deserve the money he raised. They were wrong about everything on every front and backstabbed time and time and time and time and time again. And then now we're just supposed to keep groveling because they've got a big TV station and guys in trench coats and scarves looking official when they'd sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time. And you did it. I wanted 100 million views over election. We only had 90 million. I'll take it. God bless you. You did an incredible job. Rubbing it in their faces. Outside of our terrestrial radio audience, it's now 5 million a day conservatively. That's very conservative. We can say we're bigger than Rush Limbaugh. We're now the biggest broadcast transmission there is. Drudge is the biggest website. Love it. It's not about who's the biggest. The point is that our message of freedom is the most popular. And that's why now, if you will actually convert the listenership to supporting us, you'll see this grow just like we promised you on TV and radio and dominating and taking America back. We've got the beachhead now. If you'll support us, buy your war bonds, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go get the free app at Infowars.com/APP or app. And it has news feeds and audio and video feeds. If you sign up and get InfoWars Prime, we just launched 2 days ago, at InfoWars.com/app, you will get what we're doing every day, all of our reporters, our correspondents, myself doing live, special reports, original, produced reports, rants, special events, and more, $4.95 a month. It's half off right now, or $44 a year if you want to buy the yearly membership. And it gets notifications, emergency notifications, available on App Store and Google Play right now, $4.95 a month. InfoWarsStore.com has a link to it as well. InfoWars.com/app. This is the new media. This is like a new YouTube because we've already got like 15 people on there that can upload videos and original articles and content. We're going to start adding people like Millie Weaver, one of our great reporters. We're going to add other reporters that we've had here in the past and correspondents and other people that want to reach out to our audience. And then we're going to take the most powerful reports off of that and put them on our Facebook, put them on our YouTube, put them on this broadcast. And just magnify all of that. I want to get hundreds of correspondents across the country where with an iPhone or a Droid, they have the power of a network that can't be censored by Google or Facebook and upload or stream live to reach the world. And it's got community. We're going to add a lot more to it. Check it out, InfoWars.com/help.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Donald Trump, again, joins us, and I've got so many questions, but first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though we've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened and I held my line and people wanted me to apologize and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, you know, it all started because they said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil. And they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled, and we have to see what's coming at us, because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you know, you look at what's going on. You have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming. Like, that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Erdogan, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely. I appreciate it. But I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve. And I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting. And even though I'm a businessman, I've always have been involved in politics. I said, we better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden. Nobody really knew who he was, but he was nasty. He was saying really nasty things about our country and what he wants to do to it. And I wrote in the book, 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I talked about terrorism and that. That was before terrorism as we know it today. I said, we better be careful. That's going to happen. It's going to be a big thing. And it certainly is a big thing. So with the oil, and I'm glad you brought it up, but as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil, because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq.
The more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that. But you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular, because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they're constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest. And then it started again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq, and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of the, you know, the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, like 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade, like... We're losing. We have a $450 billion trade deficit with China.
Let me ask you this. You're a top business guy, you know, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world? How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes in the smartphones, the computers? Trillions is made a year. How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you know, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons, a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan, we're fighting, you know, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side, and you know who's got their excavators on the other
China.
Side? China, taking out all the minerals. You know, Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions. We have like $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China's a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, because you've covered it, for 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me and they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil and it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2 year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month and ISIS is already rolling over. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we'll get ExxonMobil, they'll go in, we'll get other of our oil companies, we'll get some of the great oil companies, we bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt, and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was there. We were stable mates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich, believe me.
What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow, and you're ready for the dirty tricks. 1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
Well, first of all, before the book, because you mentioned one thing. I had never heard that, but I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? How does it feel? I said, it only feels because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. And I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. You haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up there.
We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year, and a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
Because I want to move to Spain. I really, really want to move to Spain right now.
Rob Dew with InfoWars.com, and I would like to be the first to thank white America for ruining the country. Although I'm not the first. In fact, Van Jones went out on election night and got on CNN and said, it's white lash. And that's the reason it happened, because white people were so bad and evil and mad that they wanted to send a message that a woman couldn't be president.
We talked about race. I mean, we talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part.
And then last night we had Samantha Bee saying white people ruined America. That's right. Here's the clip.
People will be looking for someone to blame. The pollsters, the strident feminists, the Democratic Party, a vengeful God. But once you dust for fingerprints, it's pretty clear who ruined America. White people.
She then joked and said, oh, I guess ruining Brooklyn was a dry run. That's right, because somebody who builds up properties and hires people to build them and maintain them is ruining America and ruining jobs, just like he did in D.C. with the new post office. In fact, the government gave him the bid, and he brought it in under budget and under time. That's terrible. That's the wrong thing to do, Donald. You're doing a horrible disservice to our country. But wait, we got more comedians. Here's Chelsea Handler, literally breaking down in tears that Hillary Clinton didn't win.
And I think, I guess the message that I want to, like, spread out to other women is exactly what you're saying, is not to give up. Sorry, is not to give up, because this is so important. And it's easy to say, throw in the towel and that we're going to leave, or I'm going to move to Spain, because I want to move to Spain. I really, really want to move to Spain right now.
And I'm going to get serious here in a second, but let me show you one more clip. Here's Seth Meyers wiping away the tears that his mother might not get to see the first woman president.
And whoever you are, I hope I live to see your inauguration. And I hope my mom does, too. She was really excited yesterday, and I was really sad for her.
And then he went on to say, well, the first woman president could still be out there watching this, and then you still get to be the first woman president. Look, people, it's not even the point that Hillary Clinton would have been or not have been the first woman president. She's an evil bitch. That's the bottom line. In fact, one of her first jobs as a public defender was defending a child rapist. And she used tactics on this little girl who we had just behind me in the studio, Kathy Shelton, who was 12 years old when she was pulled off her bike and gang raped. How's that for feminism? Okay. And Hillary went on to take evidence and move it across state lines. She mishandled evidence in this case. She actually took this little girl, brought her up on the stand and made her cry. And she was using tactics now that are illegal under rape shield laws. Does that sound like a person that needs to be president?
They jerked me off my bicycle. They put me in the truck, and they were beating me. They raped me. And he was saying he knew I liked it, except in a more terribly manner than that. I was left out on the ground, barely conscious. Sometimes, at one time, I was unconscious.
It's pretty funny, though, watching people like Colbert on the Colbert Report having his election night special when they knew Hillary was going to win. They knew without a shadow of a doubt, because she had sewn it up in the polls, and that they had, it was just nothing but a little bit of racist white people that were going to vote for Trump. And then watching them just almost cry on TV as they saw the results coming in. It's even funnier watching the Young Turks as a whole panel, watching the utter disdain on their faces because they lost. Get over it. Let's move on. Now, let's not keep encouraging people by going, it's only racist doing it, because I'm not a racist and I voted for Donald Trump. Period. And there's plenty of other people that voted for him that aren't racist either. And we don't have a desire to hate women and ruin this country with misogyny or xenophobia. All we want to do is protect the border, have fair elections, and have a decent economy where everybody has a chance to succeed. And if you don't want that for people, if you think you have to run around and take care of everybody, then you're the real racist out there. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Good line for a comedy show, eh?
No, I'm not sure if it's a comedy show at this point.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We
we worked with the leading manufacturer of nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're awaiting Donald Trump. Roger Stone, this is a surreal moment for you. Tell us your heart and soul.
You know, Alex, I wanted Donald Trump to run for president as early as 1988. I arranged for him to speak to the Chamber of Commerce in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And a Portsmouth city councilman named Mike Dunbar formed the first known draft Trump for President committee. He was still working for Trump in the most recent New Hampshire primary.
Now, you gave me 6 months ago like a big present. Oh, here's a Donald Trump 2000 thing. Nobody's got this.
Yeah, so in 2000, I wanted him to seek the Reform Party nomination because I could see that George Bush and Al Gore were not what America needed. He did seriously consider that, briefly. Ross Perot urged him to run. My friend Jesse Ventura, then governor of Minnesota, urged him to run. He did look at it. And of course, the Reform Party then was entitled to federal matching funds. So it would have been running on OPM, other people's money. In the end, he made what I think was a shrewd calculation that you couldn't win as a third party candidate. You could only win as a Republican or a Democrat. 3 years ago, I wanted him to run. I signed up again as a consultant to his exploratory effort. And the time was really not quite right. I was probably more for it than he was. So this has been a long time coming for me. I have taken the beating from my friends and some people who aren't my friends for 30 years of saying, oh, Donald Trump, come on. You're out of your mind. He's never going to run. This is all about burnishing the brand. This is all about the fact that he's a media whore and he just likes to read his name. He's never really going to do it. So this is vindication.
They've been proven wrong in spades.
Boy, have they.
A royal flush for Roger Stone.
It is a great night. I can't wait to hear what he has to say here. I would like him to claim this so that the moment will be complete.
And it's 1:44, about to be 1:45 Central Time. I'm here with Roger Stone. History is happening now. There's Donald Trump. Let's fade up the audio. There's Pence, the vice president.
There's the family.
That is now the president, vice president-elect. Pence is preparing to come down. This is just a repudiation of the establishment, a repudiation of all their evil, all their lies, all their stuck-upness, all these, I don't say ugly, but just these ugly-looking dumbasses that hijack the country, just pissing on us.
This you see the bikers for Trump with their sign, a great bunch of guys.
They're going to try to hit us, though. So we're about to hear this. This is Pence, vice president, governor of Indiana. We're hearing this now. Roger, let's hear from Pence. Get ready. This is it. This is the rebirth of the Republic. This is happening now. InfoWars is the tip of it's crazy. We're the tip of the spear.
Yes, indeed.
This is it. 1776 reborn. If they stay true, they will save the planet. If they don't, don't you agree?
If they don't, we'll be out attacking them.
This is a historic night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is this is almost as good as this is almost as good as Yorktown defeating the Benchos, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing.
Could you believe this is happening? Well, I have a bad feeling earlier today. This is so good. Let's turn up Trump.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear it. The president-elect, 45. Yeah.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
She
congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on her very, very hard campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Piece of filth.
Has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time.
She worked hard to bring us down.
And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service
immediately
to our country.
I don't like this.
Very sincere.
I know he's got to be gracious. He's got to be gracious.
Now it's time.
What do you say to this?
For America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together.
He's got
to
be big, right?
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
He's a good man.
Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renowing
the American dream.
Can you imagine how
they're crapping their pants right now?
I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people.
They're so upset right now.
That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential.
Wow.
The forgotten men and women.
This is so good right now.
Will be forgotten no longer.
We're going to take care of our veterans. We're going to cut taxes for many people.
No problem.
We are going to fix our inner cities.
He now is totally
confident.
And
rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure. Which will become, by the way, second to none. And we will put millions of our people to work as we rebuild it.
I love it. Who else would put his youngest kid up on stage? This is just so
We will also finally take care of our great veterans.
Close that was coming.
He's been so loyal, and I've gotten to know so many.
I've talked to folks that know the Trumps. They're just totally in the moment. Journey.
The time
well,
I spent
you?
With them
the average public, you know, is a total pussy compared to that.
Among my greatest honors, our veterans are incredible people. We will embark upon a project of national growth and renewal. I will harness the creative talents of our people, and we will call upon the best and brightest to leverage their tremendous talent for the benefit of all. It's going to happen.
All right, we got the crew in here. Delusionally happy. Let's hear Trump. What's going on here?
We will double our growth. The strongest again.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, look. The thing is,
the
good
time,
people never realize we have the power over scum. We have to rediscover that.
Get along with us. We will be. We'll have great relationships. We expect to have great, great relationships.
Leanne, get over here. Put a chair up.
No dream is too big. No challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach.
Let's hear from Trump. History's
America
happening.
Will no longer settle for anything for less than the best.
Listen, they're going to counterstrike. I'm not overconfident. I'm not underconfident. Roger, they're going to pull
and
some
dream
stuff.
Big,
Obama's in for 2 months.
We've got
November, December, January until the 18th. What do we do? They're gonna
beautiful.
The pardons. I've been predicting this year
again.
For well over a year.
I want to tell
that's where they
the
will
world
move.
Community that while we will
so
always
he should bully pulpit and try to block that.
We will deal fairly.
Because here's the deal: if they wanted to leave and quit, I'd do that. They're not going to
cheat tonight.
Partnership, not conflict.
Hey, look,
and now,
how big? You've been
like
in the career.
This moment,
nine
today.
Administrations in four of them. Is this the biggest thing ever?
Without any question, look, I thought Reagan's election was the greatest political high you could have. This is 10 times better.
Thank my parents, who I know are looking down on me.
The public only knew how good it was. That's why they're so scared. Jesus, God, no wonder they're freaking out. They've got our phone staff, everything. They're hearing the conversations behind the scenes.
So they know,
watching Donald
so they know what we're really thinking.
We are articles every day. They're shitting their pants. We just want to cut taxes and make everybody rich. Everybody get along with each other.
Where is Robert? Where is Robert? My brother Robert. And they should all be on this stage, but that's okay. They are great. And also my late brother, Fred. Great guy. Fantastic guy. Fantastic family. I was very lucky. Great brothers, sisters, great, unbelievable parents. To Melania and Don.
They didn't desert him. So I'll pay the victory.
And Ivanka.
And Derek. We're involved in business.
And Tiffany. And Baron.
It freaks me out. My whole life has been
this. I love you, and I thank you, and especially for putting up with all of those hours. This was tough. This was tough. This political stuff is nasty, and it's tough. So I want to thank my family very much. Really fantastic. Thank you all. Thank you all. And Lara, unbelievable job. Unbelievable. Vanessa,
I mean,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen,
thank
we just beat
much.
The media. We beat George Soros.
What a
we beat the Rothschilds. We beat the Rockefellers.
You've all given me such incredible support, and I will tell you that we have a large group of people. You know, they kept saying we have a small staff. That's so small. Look at all the people that we have. Look at all of these people. And Kellyanne. And
well,
Chris.
Now we got to make sure we build this country and hire people and
Steve,
really
and David,
do good.
We
got to deliver now, Roger.
We have got.
We just promised people we're going to give them jobs and build this country. I'm going to bust my ass to do it.
It's been
you know, if you run a company, you want to believe your people. They belong to you, and you to them. They're part of you. They help you. You help them.
Unbelievable.
Fair enough.
Unbelievable. He traveled with us, and he went through meetings. Hey, that Rudy never changes. Where's Rudy? Where is he?
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy. Governor Chris Christie, folks, was unbelievable.
He lost all the weight, but it's going to be perfect.
Thank you, Chris. The first man, first senator, first major, major politician. Let me tell you, he is highly respected in Washington because he's as smart as you get. Senator Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, yes. And General Flynn's there.
Governor Chris Christie.
He's got to jettison Chris Christie. He'll jettison himself. And Rudy doesn't want to.
Thank you.
He really doesn't.
Senator, first major, major politician. Let me tell you, he is highly respected in Washington because he's as smart as you get. Senator Jeff Sessions.
There we go, baby. This will be a day long remembered.
Great man. Another great man. Very tough competitor. He was not easy. He was not easy. Who is that? Is that the mayor that showed up? That's Rudy? Oh, Rudy got up here.
It's going on. It's fun.
Another great man who has been really a friend to me. But I'll tell you, I got to know him as a competitor because he was one of the folks that was negotiating to go against those Democrats. Dr. Ben Carson. Where's Ben? Where is Ben? And by the way, Mike Huckabee is here someplace, and he is fantastic. Mike and his family, Sarah, thank you very much. General Mike Flynn.
Yes.
Where is Flynn?
Flynn's great. And none of this is perfect. The point is, he's not out to get us. This is a major victory. This is going to shake the world.
And admirals that
we should talk about how they're going to counterstrike. Well, they're going to be a counterstrike.
People, and it's really an honor. We have 22.
We have all day tomorrow to talk about
Medal of Honor recipients
tonight. I just want to celebrate
people.
I agree.
A very special person who, believe me, and you know, I'd read reports that I wasn't getting along with him. I never had a bad second with him. He's an unbelievable star. He is, that's right, how did you possibly guess? So let me tell you about Reince. And I've said this. I said Reince, and I know it. I know it. Look at all those people over there. I know it. Reince is a superstar. But I said, they can't call you a superstar, Reince, unless we win. Because you can't be called a superstar like Secretariat. If Secretariat came in second, Secretariat would not have that big, beautiful bronze bust at the track at Belmont. But I'll tell you, Reince is really a star. And he is the hardest working guy. And in a certain way, I did this right.
Well,
I
say this. We have reached the main shield generator. You may start your landing.
Boy, oh boy.
Target, maximum firepower.
It's about time you did this right.
Huh? Ooh, a little jab there for 2012.
What are you talking about?
Come
by the time you did this right.
Oh, he did, yeah.
An honor.
Yeah. It's a great honor. We tried to put in our little blue-eyed baby, Paul Ryan, but it's okay. I sure hope so.
Was so important to the success and what we've done. So I also have to say I've gotten to know some incredible people, the Secret Service people.
I'm not butthurt because we're like Batman. We used to blame for the good stuff. But he's not thinking us. It's okay.
Because
our listeners are the greatest people.
And when I want to go and wave to a big group of people and they rip me down and put me back down to the seat. But they are fantastic people, so I want to thank the Secret Service. And law enforcement in New York City, they're here tonight. These are spectacular people. sometimes underappreciated, unfortunately, but we appreciate them. We know what they go through. So it's been what they call a historic event, but to be really historic, we have to do a great job. And I promise
that's right, you gotta deliver
now,
buddy.
Not let you down. We will do a great show.
You told me a year ago, all you done.
I look very much forward to being your president.
Cut my taxes,
and hopefully at
baby.
The end of 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or maybe even 8 years, you will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that that was something that you were very proud to do. And I
this
can,
is surreal.
Thank
this
you
victory
very much.
Is truly
and I can only
good.
Say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
That's right. The battle starts now. We have to deliver tax cuts, industry jobs, not wars.
And we're going to be...
Tell me, Roger, he's not going to start a war, right?
I don't think he'll start a war.
Please, God, get enough of those.
You'll be so proud. Again, it's my honor. It was an amazing evening. It's been an amazing two-year period. And I love this country.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. And we now have President-elect Donald Trump. Donald Trump is no angel, and neither am I. But Donald Trump's will is that you be prosperous and that you be successful.
No dream is too big, no challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach. America will no longer settle for anything less than the best.
And that's why Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, all the big mega banks, have set themselves up against him, because they believe they own you. I knew a year and a half ago when I endorsed Donald Trump he was going to win. And I've talked some about why I knew that. But people I know and people I trust that are patriots, that have defended this republic, confirmed to me, and I've seen it in Donald Trump's actions, that he wanted to restore this republic. But I want to be very clear to you. Very clear. This isn't about credit. It's so that you know the danger. You've seen the stupid ads with the bunny rabbit that says Energizer inside. If you want to know what powers Donald Trump, individually it's a love of liberty and a love of standing up to corruption. He's not perfect. Nobody is. But what powers the movement is InfoWars. They want to establish a private corporate global government. Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP, would come on my show 15 years ago when he barely had a few members of Parliament. Now he's 100 times bigger or more. And he would say, it's your listeners listening to you in the U.S. when I go knock on doors. That's why we're getting the UK Independence Party. It's InfoWars. Thank you. He said that on the show. It's not about us bragging. It's that the spirit of the info war across the world, from Australia to the UK to Russia, from Nigeria to Mexico, is spreading. And it's the Renaissance idea of freedom. And that's why they're trying to shut us down. Because we're not perfect, but we're not out to get people. We believe in lower taxes. We know empowering the people is the answer. We don't want to break up families. We're not out to get people. They are going to try to collapse the world economy. They've already been propping it up for a while. They're going to blame it on Donald Trump, a global depression. They knew they couldn't stop the movement. So now that he's in, they're going to implode the economy and blame him when they're the ones who created the derivatives, when they're the ones who created the end of Glass-Steagall, when Hillary Clinton and Larry Summers did it all. They're going to blame Donald Trump. How do I know that? They threatened the UK. They said, you try to leave this unelected thing, we'll implode your economy. We'll take your jobs away, just like they did in Iceland or Greece. Some countries fold, some fight back. We know their plan. If you're just conscious and want to know the truth, it's all there. It's not my opinion. I want self-determination. I won't be held hostage. So, this isn't like buying a lottery ticket where you elect Donald Trump and beat the establishment and then expect the whole gravy train to continue on. Who wants this fake gravy train? We need to get back to what makes us human, what makes us real. And if we're getting ahead at the expense of some third world people, we shouldn't do it. If we're getting ahead at the expense of our kids, we shouldn't do it. I saw the enemy truly against Donald Trump, spiritually hating him, so I backed him. Donald Trump is more a figurehead of liberty than ever before. And he has the Holy Ghost protecting him. And no weapon formed against him will prosper. Won't be safe for him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.